It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, my good friend, the founder of Project Healing Waters. Yes, Newington Chapter. A very, very bright gentleman, fly fisherman, sharing the sports, peace of mind with veterans. How about that one, huh?
How about that, huh?
All right, and joining us right now to talk about this is Jim Iannone, once again, the founder of Project Healing Waters, as Brad mentioned, the Newington chapter. And this is all about, well, at least our discussion this morning, a fly fishing program for disabled vets, Project Healing Waters. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
I'm absolutely fine.
So we talk about healing veterans and fishing. How does that connect?
Well, it connects in a very, very astute way. Well, before I start, I want to make the following, just general comment. Mm-hmm. I know the Philippons. Personally, I am an acquaintance of theirs. Ray and Lisa Philippon is to know the presence of your God, whoever that is.
Wow.
They are an absolutely phenomenal couple. Now let's get on with Project Healing.
Excellent. Yep.
Thank you very much for saying that.
He was great with us. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, Project Healing Waters. I've started a local program here at the Newington Hospital. The history of Project Healing Waters goes back to 2005. The program was started that year by a Navy captain. His name was Ed Nicholson. He was at Walter Reed Memorial Hospital recovering some surgery. And he was noticing all of the veterans who were running around who were amputees and just had issues. And he was a fly fisherman. And he decided to bring his fly rods in and start teaching the vets how to cast and how to fish. And he ended up going up into the mountains in Virginia and starting a program.
Wow.
The program did incorporate, do its thing. We are located in all 50 states at all the veterans facilities at the Warrior Recovery Programs and that sort of activity. The local program is at the Newington VA Hospital on Willard Avenue in Newington, Connecticut. And I started that program in 2012. Brad, like you, I am a Marine, and you always want to know how you can do whatever you can do in giving back. And there was an indication in a local magazine that the program was available. We made contact with the people at the VA hospital and started a program. We have been meeting monthly since March of 2012. We teach the veterans how to tie flies. We teach them how to cast. We end up getting them on to three local outings, so we get them on the river, on a pond, and to a private trout club, Limestone, up in North Canaan. And it has been an ongoing program, and it's been very, very rewarding to support the program. I'm 80 years old. I retired from leading the program at the beginning of this year. And we have new leadership, to the program. But I can't let go of it. There's always a continued interest on my part in how you can serve, get the veterans the help that they need.
You know, Jim, it's hard to come up with the title of a company. And when I read about you, founder of Project Healing Waters, there's something about that, Healing Waters. And then you talk about fishing. It really, really hits you. I think, who thought of that? Did you think of that?
Oh, no. That was what could have been Captain Nicholson, back in 05. But I would say, Brad, here's what I'd ask you to do. I'd ask you to just, not even fish, but come out to a particular spot in Riverton, sit by the water, and just listen to it.
Yeah.
Think about it, and you start putting this together as you're a fly fisherman. You think about the various things that go on. You're tying your own flies. You're catching that first fish on a fly that you tied. You're enjoying the peace of the river, the quiet, the noise. It just transcends your mind, and it gets your mind into another place. And I mean, that's what I think the program is geared to do. I like to, you know, paraphrase, in essence, the thought of the program. In my mind, it's to help a disabled veteran become whole through fly fishing, the tagline. But in the back of my mind, I want to get that veteran who may be going to dark spots for whatever reason.
Yep, of
to
course.
To think of going somewhere else.
Hmm.
To give him advice so that he can sit in at home on a desk and tie some flies.
Sure.
To get him
a
fly rod so that when he is going to that dark spot, he can step out and go outside, get the fly rod, just practice his casting.
And, Jim, you know, I know guys who are avid fishermen who may not be veterans or may not have issues with injuries or PTSD, and they tell me how sedate and relaxing and calming the whole thing is. So it's no surprise that this program, you know, works for veterans and works to just, as you say, take them to another place where they can just relax and kind of just soak in Mother Nature.
Right, right. Now, those gentlemen that you were talking about,
yeah,
they're the fellas that we would want to step up and say, come volunteer in the program.
Oh, okay.
Come sit down with a veteran, teach him how to tie a fly, you know, and do that. The program really has been supported locally by three organizations. I was a member, or am a member, of the Farmington Valley Trout Unlimited chapter.
Mm-hmm.
They were the sponsoring membership to the program at the Newington VA Hospital.
Got it. Wow. Okay. That's fabulous. Fabulous.
Now, we also had the Candlewood chapter of Trout Unlimited come over, and there were three gentlemen that continued to come. I call them the Three Musketeers. And last year, we had the Connecticut Fly Fishing Association. They work out of the Veterans Memorial over in East Hartford. They've joined us. So we have a group of growing volunteers to step up to serve the veterans.
Jim, I'll tell you something. This is why. You know, people can criticize this country all they want, and this is why we will always be what we are as Americans.
Yes, and, you know, along those lines, I'm going to get to, you know, while this is not the bow to do things, you do, I think you know, Brad, that you helped sponsor and start a cake being created in Hartford, the Hartford Cream Cake, that comes out of Shamari's Bakery. And I think in talking with Guy Shamari, you ended up introducing that, I think, in 2012.
Yep. Yeah,
and as you know, he's doing, he's welcoming veterans into his shop on Veterans Day and family to come in, have a piece of cake, a cup of coffee, and help generate.
And he's tremendous.
He's a tremendous guy, absolutely tremendous. And he does it once a year. He's been supporting me, in the program. He does donate 10% of his proceeds on the day to the local program, which helps. So when I think of the volunteerism to me for the program is not just your body, which we need, come help and assist, but it's money to help support. And he's doing a fundraiser. For every $300 that we raise, we can support a veteran attending the program for a year.
That's
provide
fabulous.
All of the equipment to him. It's cash free to the veteran. We outfit him. We provide all of the whatever he would need to tie flies to get into the sport. So there's always that back. There's always that back talk of this and thought of they want money. Yeah, money makes these programs go. But larger than the dollars are the volunteers. You can't serve them if you don't have volunteers stepping up to help.
Jim, I thank you so much for being with us this morning, really. And I've got to move along.
Okay.
The time.
One last thing, Marine. I'm inviting you to the veterans, the VA hospital tomorrow morning. I am cutting a cake, celebrating the birthday at 0815. If you can make it, do it. It'll be great.
Jim, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
It's 8:30.